First of all, we're very shocked and sad for what happened over the weekend on Lake Albert when a boat carrying, according to refugees, as many as 250 people capsized. There were apparently too many people on board, which is why the boat capsized. As of today, there are 98 people confirmed dead. Their bodies have been transferred to eastern Uganda, where we're helping with the funeral. There are 41 survivors, which means that many more people are still missing, but the search and rescue efforts continue.
Were all these refugees, and where were they coming from, and where were they going?
These are refugees who are Congolese. They were on their way back home. They are refugees who've been in Uganda for more or less 3 years, and they felt that the situation was safe enough for them to go back to Rutshuru in the North Kivu province for the majority. Some were also heading for Kamango.
And is this route very common for refugees who want to go back to the DRC?
Yes, the route is very common. Refugees who are in Uganda go back to DRC either by road or across Lake Albert, depending on where they come from. And in this case, this was one of the two boats that left Hoima district on Saturday. But unfortunately, most of the people on board could not make it.
Are these spontaneous returns, or they are people who have been organized to return home?
No, these are spontaneous returns. They're people who, based on information they have available from family on the Congo side, had decided that it was relatively safe for them to go back home. It's a very, very sad incident. The losses are immense. We are doing all we can to support the survivors together with the government of Uganda and other humanitarian agencies. We're helping with the transportation of the bodies back to the DRC. We are supporting the families with psychosocial support. And of course, we are paying radical attention to the psychological needs of those who survived.
Has there been any other similar accidents on Lake Albert, and is there an effort to inform the refugees who want to go back on the dangers that they may face going over this lake?
Well, the lake can be dangerous depending on the period of time. Like now, the waters are very turbulent, so this is a bad time to cross. And there are times when the lake is calmer, and then people can go back and forth. It's a very common route. It's a trade route, so people do go safely. From the information we had, the water is rough, but at the same time, the boat was overcrowded, which might explain why it capsized. So yes, we will be sensitizing refugees and appealing them not to put themselves in danger while attempting to go back home. It's not worth the loss of life.
How many Congolese refugees are still in Uganda?
We still have about 175,000 Congolese refugees who are in Uganda. They've been there for a very long time, but others came recently after trouble with the M23 and earlier on with different armed groups fighting.